living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. E tank it out of, let's hit Yamada Denki, big smile, I feel
it. Yo, mina san, Manga Sensei Podcast, welcome. Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. This episode, as every episode, I break down the world's best language. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about what you would like to learn. As I prepare every single week to help people learn Japanese, I always try to make sure I prepare something that is going to be actually useful for them. And so I was going over my notes, going over my questions that I receive, and my notice is we're not getting a lot less questions. So if you have any questions about Japanese, if you don't know how a grammar point works, if you want to find out how something works, if you want to learn how to say something specific, please message us at manga-sensei/info. We have a team of native speakers, Japanese experts, as well as a whole bunch of people here to help us be able to teach you the world's best language. But we want to make sure that we're teaching you the words and the grammar points that you yourself want to learn how to use. So if you just message us there, we'll make sure to get right to it. Also, please give us a 5-star review, share it to your friends and family, or anyone that likes Japanese, and that will help us be able to get our message out to millions more people. So today we're talking about new. This new suffix is a way to raise your diction and is usually only used in poetic Japanese or even classical Japanese, and it's used to indicate the modern version of nai. Now, why are we learning a more archaic version of Japanese? Because when we raise our diction, or we try to sound more eloquent or more intelligent, we tend to use more classical Japanese. So if you ever go down the street in Japan and you hear someone speaking on a loud microphone, advertising whatever they're doing, they'll often use nu to sound more intelligent. Also, you'll hear nu from political speeches as well as quotes or poetry, which is very common in literature. So even though it's a little more archaic, if you ever read anything that has any poetry, has any songs in it, or anybody trying to raise their diction to a high level, you're going to have nu. Let's jump into some example sentences right away, though, so you can see exactly how this works and how close it is to nai or nai de shou. So if I, for example, say, mada mada, natsu ga konu, mada mada be like, not quite yet, mada mada natsu ga, so natsu is summer, ga konu. So konu, this is base one of the verb, so in this case we would have ko because it's the verb kuru, konu, so it does not come, right? So the summer has not yet come. Let's do another one. If I, for example, say, どうしてもこの数学の問題は理解できぬ。So, どうしても、so no matter what I do, この数学の問題、so この is this, we're applying the thing that I should know. 数学 is math, の問題, so this math problem は, and that's the topic. So no matter what I do, this math problem is my topic. 理解, to understand, できnu. So it comes from dekiru, but because it's an ichidan verb, it gets the nu gets chopped off and you simply attach the auxiliary, which in this case would be nu. So dekinu. So no matter what I do, I just can't understand this math problem. Or if you put it in modern Japanese or more normal way, どうしてもこの数学の問題は理解できないんだ。できないでしょう。No matter what I do, I just can't seem to get this math problem. And that's going to be the more common use of news, right? So if you do want to use it, or if you have any questions about this, make sure to check out our website at manga-sensei.com. Leave us a message on any of the socials. We can always be found at The Manga Sensei on any of the social platforms. And I will catch you later. Until then.